James Woods, military casualties in Afghanistan, a consequence of Biden being more concerned with pronouns than national security. By Warner Todd Houston on August 26, 2021. Veteran actor James Woods blasted the Biden administration Thursday for being more concerned with woke policy and pronouns than in the harsh realities of today's world in the wake of the worsening disaster in Afghanistan after suicide bombings outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport and the Baron Hotel in Kabul. Afghanistan killed at least 60 people, including 11 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic. The attacks wounded another 150 people. Reacting to a tweet about the carnage near the Kabul airport in the wake of a double terror bombing, James Woods was sickened by the failures of the Biden administration. "While this is horrific to behold, it is a direct consequence of having an administration more concerned with pronouns than the harsh realities of today's world," the Casino and White House Down Star wrote. As the situation in Afghanistan gets worse by the hour and the Biden administration prepares to strand thousands of Americans behind enemy lines, leaving their fates to the ultra-radical Taliban terror organization, America's military upper echelon has been most recently concerning itself with white supremacy and so-called white rage, instead of national security. Graphic content. A number of Republicans were shocked when they discovered that various branches of the U.S. military were indoctrinating U.S. soldiers with critical race theory and warning them of white supremacy. And Joe Biden's military advisor and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, appeared before a House hearing only a month ago to defend his focus on white rage. At the June 24 hearing, General Milley shockingly exclaimed, "I want to understand white rage, and I'm white." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.